Okay, we're going to examine, hopefully, a number of the avos. We'll see how far we can get. The Mishnah began at Abbez and Aleph with Arba Avos, Nezikin, Hashor, Habor, Hamave, Vahever. So, more or less, we're familiar with the three of them, Shor and Bor. Mave, Gemara has a Machlokes, in Rav and Shmuel, whether Mave refers to Adam, that's the position of Rav. The word Mave, of course, is a very striking term. The Gemara right away comments on Daf Gimel and Beis. Towards the bottom of the page, the Gemara has the Kasha, my Mave. Rav Omar, Mave is the Adam, Adam Amazik. Shmuel Omar, Mave is the Hashem. And the Gemara brings Shukim, which are striking either themselves. Rav Omar, Mave is the Adam, Dixiv, Omar Shomer, also Boker, Vigam Loilo, Im Tivoyun, Ba'oyu. It's a very striking pasuk that Rishonim have a lot of commentary about. This relates to Tefillah, but I'm not going to focus on that. And then the Gemara then explains the position of Shmuel, that he holds that Maveh is Hashem. Hever, of course, is Eish, Kiseisa Eish, Matzakotzim, and Echa Godish, O Hakomba, O Hasodim. So now we're drawing to define more precisely what exactly is the characteristic of Keren. When we speak about the Nezik of Keren, we know the Gemara comments already a number of distinctions between Keren and other types of Niske Behemo, Shem Beregel. The din is that Nezik of Keren of a short time, the Tepe Chotzi Nezik, while others, the Mishnah writes that Shem Beregel, Muad Mithilosa. From the very outset, Shem Beregel have a status of a Shura Muad. Number two, for the Nezik of Keren, there's a Chiyah B'Shusarabim. Mashenk and Shem Beregel, the Gemara assumes that that's not relevant to Rishus HaRabim. That's certainly the way Chazal describe city life, where people were walking with Shvarim, were walking with oxen in the marketplace, and obviously they're going to do that which they're going to do. So now we have to try to define probably the significant, most salient element of Keren, as the Gemara says, by the way, we're going to go through a number of Gemaras. Gemara, let's just follow the Imam Mekomos. That's what I basically went the PSA there. So on that base of the base, the Gemara quotes the Brisa, very famous Brisa, and the way the Gemara defines Keren, the Gemara says its primary ingredient is Kavanos Alahazik. That is an intent. Keren, apparently there's a clear intent to go ahead and engage in Nezik. I'll just read the Gemara maybe on top of the page. That Beis and Beis will start maybe with five lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanu Gimel Avos Nebu B'Shor. Three Avos that were said B'Shor HaKeren V'Hashen V'Regel. The Gemara right away asks Keren Minolan Tanu Rabbanu Ki Igach Ein Nigicha LeBeKeren Shenema V'Yaslo Tzidke Ben Knano. Well known Psukim in Tanakh, he was a Nobi Sheker Tzidke Ben Knano. Kani Baza V'Yomekom HaShem V'Eilet and Agach HaZarom. The Gemara quotes the second pasuk. Why the second pasuk? This is what we mentioned last week. That's a very famous klal. You don't learn out dinim daraisa, namely gzer shava, in this situation, from divi kabbalah, from language which is found, which is used in Tanakh. I think I mentioned last time that the Shin Kubetzis write that kol divrei neviim adivrei kabbalahim. Namely, Dibri Nevi'im come from Hashem, Dibri Nevuah, so they're called Dibri Kabbalah. There's another pshatim in the Shin Kubetzis that I also refer to, Rabbeinu Peretz comments that the Nevi'im have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's called Dibri Kabbalah. Others I mentioned, this is a Din Shulchan Aruch, I looked it up actually, by Yishtabach, that you have the right to issue complaints and the like. That's called Shadam Kovel. When a person complains against the Tzibur, he has issues with the Tzibur. Okay, that's really just a comment on the term Dibri Kabbalah. But the Gemara goes on to say, Toshma, the Chor Shoru Hodolo V'hai Melefu. The Gemara says that Limud Gilim Ilsu B'almahu. The Gemara goes on to say, and this is what I'm interested in the part that follows. Namely, the Gemara comments over here on Daf Beis of Beis that what is the very nature of Keren? And this is now, I'm on the bottom of the page, line number 7 from the bottom up. Maishna Keren, the Kavanos of the Hazik. That's the very nature of Karen, Kavanasa Hazik, and therefore what follows upon the heels of that is Mamoncha, it's your money, and its obligation devolves upon you to go ahead and guard the Karen from doing the kind of Hezek which is embedded in the nature of Karen. Haninami, the Gemara says that the other Toldos also Kavanasa Lahazik, Mamoncha, Shmirasa Olecha. That's not just only the Mashmos of the Gemara and the Abbez, but look, and I'm just following the Mamakomas now. And the Avdalah Med Aleph. So there in the Avdalah Med Aleph, also the Gemara once again reiterates this idea. The Gemara says over here, also in the context of describing the nature of Karen, top of the page, you can start from the Brice and the Avgimel and Vez, the Gemara says that Hochi Koma, the Mishnah of Rabbi Yudah saying, Tana Shor the Karno Mabalashino, Lo Ria Karen, that's Shor, Shein Hanola Zeka, Kiri Asher and Shesh Hanola Zeka, that's a built into the nature of Shein is. And then it continues on Davdalam and Aleph. Glory Ashen Shin Kamanos of the Hazik. Mashen Kane, Kiria Karen, Shin Kamanos of the Hazik. Karen, that's the nature of Karen. It has built into it Kamanos of the Hazik. So you see from these two Gemaras very clearly that the very essence of Karen is Kamanos of the Hazik. And the Gemara says that many, many times. And perhaps we'll use another example, also following Maran Mekomos and Davheim Abbez. But the Gemara here, also a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah, on the Hemad Al-Bam of the page. Lo Zebezesh Yesh Membu Achayim. The Gemara is questioning, can I learn one out from the other? Is it possible? The Gemara tries to make chilukim, distinction between each of the different nezikim. So the Gemara says here on the bottom of the Hemad Al. Lo Zebezesh Yesh Membu Achayim. My Koma. Amra Abishashe Mishmet Rova Hochi Koma. Lichto Rachmona Tarte. V'teisi Idoch Minayu. Let the Gemara, let the Torah write, as Rashi points out, let it write Shor Mabe, namely Karen and Shein. V'teisi Eish Minayu. And then we can derive Eish actually from that. And right away the Gemara, of course, immediately presents that it's not possible. And the Rashi comments, the Chipach is Marle Karen Shein Kavanoso L'Hazik. That's the Ikar of Karen. The Ikar of Karen is this Tkuna of Kavanoso L'Hazik. So then, Iklemema Shein Tochiach. Obviously, you'll bring a raya from Shein, which is Ein Kavanos Lahazik. And yet, the halach is you have to pay. Shein is considered to be one of the nezikim for which you're chayav for. And the right away, Rashi continues, Mother Shein Shiesh Hanor Lazeko, which is obviously not the same as Karen. So the ego of Karen, you see from all the Gemaras, all of Ashas, especially all of Abakam, is Kavanos Lahazik. That seems to be the very nature of what Karen is all about. And the Gemara actually continues, and I continue on the third line, Omer Abba, the Kulu. The Gemara says, all of the Abbas, Kishodis Bar Beinayu, Asu Kul Bameh Atzad. That is able, we're able to use the, what's called Bameh Atzad, Sarashoveh. We try to find a common denominator, and that becomes the Mokra, the paradigm, that becomes the model for which we learn out all the other Nezikin, Lebar Mikaret. With the exception, the Gemara says, of Karen Mishum Dikla Mifrach. As I mentioned earlier, Mother Kulo Shekimuad Mechilasam. Karen is different than all the others because Karen is not a Muad Mechilasam. All the others are Muad Mechilasam. Karen is not Muad Mechilasam. Karen is markedly different. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Lamandi Amad Rabbi Karen Adifa Shekamanosal Hazik Apilu Karen Namiasya. Why can we not derive Karen as well from the Sada Shoveh? So the Gemara answers, El Lamai Hilchasa Kasinu Rachmanu Luchosayim. Karen Lachali Bin Toma Limuedes. As we mentioned a moment ago, and Shein Beregel the Podim Mishus Harabim Bor Litra Sakelim. That's the famous limit of Chazal. Kiitach Ishbor, O Kiicha Ishbor V'Lo Chasen O'Malaf Hashem O'Shor Chamor Shor V'Lo Odom Chamor V'Lo Kelim. That's what the Gemara is referring to. That miut, and then the Gemara continues. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayv Haniske Kelim Bor Litra Bor Sodom Odom Mechayv Rabbi Advarim Eish Litra Bor Satoman. These are all the well-known halachas that relate to all the different nezikin. But what's important here is that the Gemara says here, Karen Adifa, Shekavanos Lahazik, on line number 6. So here, and you see all these Gemaras, Beis and Beis, and Dalim, Dafei, you can bring in many other Gemaras as well, but that's the very nature of what Karen is all about. Now the problem with this is, and the Rishonim are very troubled by this, I don't know where the Daf Yomi is, I don't follow Daf Yomi so much. But anyway, on Daf, which is the next Maran Mokam, Daf Tesvav. So the Gemara on Daf Tesvav here in Baba Kama, Lechura Zestira, Mineu Bey, to this whole idea. The Gemara is talking about Tashlum V'Chatzin Nezek of the Karen Tam. So the Gemara here And Tesvavim Amud Aleph, the Gemara, this is also very significant. It will bring that first, in the middle of the page, on Tesvavim Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, where the Gemara says, after the two dots, Idmar, Palga Niska. The question is, Chatzi Nezek of a short time. So the Gemara has a famous, famous Svara to explain the Machlokas, whether it's Mammon or whether it's Knas. Very difficult to understand this. I'm sorry? Tesvavim Amud Aleph. In Bava Kama, Idmar, Palga Niska. Chatzi Nezek of a short time. Rapapa Ma Mamona. Rabu Rebed Yavishua Ma Knosa. So one assumes that it's Mamon. The other assumes that it's Knas. Rapapa Ma Mamona. I cannot explain to you the nature of this machlokes, which has bothered me my entire life. Rapapa Ma Mamona, I learned Bava Kama when I was in the grade school. And I never understood this machlokes. Arayom Azem. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Ksavar, Stam Shvarim Labaches Kashim Ukaimon. You will automatically assume that a shor has a chazoka, that it's an animal that's shamur. So this man Yomar says, no. Labaches Kashim Ukaimon. The very nature of a shor is that it has a tendency, a proclivity to go on its merry way, on its own, in a very autonomous kind of fashion. So then automatically that means that there's an obligation for whatever Nezek the shor is responsible for, then obviously you're going to have to pay the full amount. And as Rashi says, simply, Mamona dinhu shishalmenu veino knas. And Rashi, of course, brings an afkamina, namely Moda b'knas. Moda b'knas is potter, assuming that's Mamon, so then we don't apply that. And the Gemara says, La b'ches kashima, says Rashi, Sheregila menegicha. V'tzvichim shiv mira. That's the nature of a shor. A shor is born to go ahead and be nogeach. And therefore, it requires shmira. But since Tam Shvarim, La b'ches kashima kaiman, automatically you have to pay. However, Rachmanu d'chasalei, Yakadilo ayayiturei. Since he has not yet, shall we say, established himself in the chazaka as being a shor amud, and therefore, the Torah had Rachmanis. Yakati lo ayah iture. What was that? Yeah, that's another nafkamina, correct. Yeah, yeah. This Gemara, I don't want to say, every time I'm reading, every Gemara I'm learning now reminds me of what's going on over here. So maybe, I don't know if I have the right to extrapolate from every Gemara to see what's going on over here. We constantly have Rachmanis on these Shvarim over there. And every time there's another ceasefire, and they just go back to their norm, and that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Rachmanu d'chasalei, akate haliyai ture. Okay, I just don't mind me. Anyway, b'kitzer, what? Okay, every drasha I give is about the mechoma. Every shir I give, somehow, no matter what area it is, including chulin, somehow I can connect that to mechoma as well. Okay, anyway, Rav Huna Breda of Shua Mark Knossa. He says, no, Chatzi Palga de Niska, Palga Chatzi Nezek is Knas, Sova Stam Shuram Beches Kashimu Kaimi, Uvedin of all the Shalim. We assume that they are, more or less, they have a certain degree of self control. And therefore, the assumption is, you're not Machuri to pay. Rachmano de Kanse, the Torah decides to impose a Knas when there's a Nezek, Kiechi de Linto de Turid. We want you to go ahead and guard your shor. Okay, whatever this machlokes is, which I'm not really, as I said, concerned about, but on that tesvav mevabez, here the Gemara actually enters the, let's say, where is the case quoted? It's quoted on, after this machlokes, then the Gemara has the, 1 second, on tesvav, it's actually on the, where is the case of Hashtra Damrit, that's what I'm looking for, on the bottom of the page, sorry. But where is that? On the bottom here, on the bottom of Amid Beis. The Gemara discusses it, 1 second. I think it's a test of Amid Beis, no? The case of Kalba de Ochal Imri, Vishunra de Ochal Tanigola. Thank you. What was that? Middle of test. Okay, that's where it should be. That's where it still is. I just don't see it. Oh, here it is. I got it now. It's by the Vav of the Rambam. So here the Gemara has the Ashra Damit Palga Nisot Nosa in the middle of Tesvav and Mabez. Now that we established that, Chatzi Nezek Knas, this is Machlokes, the Gemara assumes that that's what we paskin. Hai Kalba Dochel Imri, if a kelab, a dog, decides to eat Kvasim, sheep. Shunra. Shunra is a chatur. A cat. Diachla tanagola. Eats a tanagol. A rooster. So the Gemara says, what is that considered to be? Meshunahu. That's behavior which is absolutely out of the box. V'lo magbinim above. So in Babel, where the Gemara said that we're not done dini knosis, the Gemara love a shas. We're not done dini knosis, but Babel, you require bezin shel smuchim, and therefore, that's not going to work, the Gemara says, in Babel. So here it's mashma. Then look in Rashi. Rashi is the one who really says it very clearly. Look in Rashi over here. Rashi the Yamaskil Emri. Kvosim. So we have the Kelev that devours, that eats Emri. Kvosim. And then the next case, the Shunra, the cat, the Ocha Tanagola. The Gemara calls that Mishunah. It says, Rashi, Dein Darkam Mekach. Vavi Tolda, the Kerem, the Shalim, Chatzinezek. So Rashi says here that you're paying Midin Kerem. Kelev she'ochal keves pays chazinezik midin keren. Why? Because this achila is an achila mishuna. It's a mishuna dik achila. And even though clearly the kavana of the kelev is not the hazik, kavana of the kelev is clearly lehanot. Kelev simply wants to derive benefit. So we see from this sugya that the character trait of keren is mishuna. Even if this shinui that takes place did not take place between kavana of the hazik, that was not the intention. Lichora tzastira. One second. What was that? Okay, obviously I'm making an assumption. That's the correct statement. One moment. The assumption is in order. Okay, and that, but it doesn't say that. That little katuv, that's your assumption. Okay, obviously I am injecting this element that I'm asking. That in Kavanah Lehon, the Rishonim actually more or less assume what I say. I look at Rishonim also. I'm sorry. So Rishonim say that in Kavanah Lehonos. And also, they assume that it's not Kavanah Lahazik. Anyway, I'm simply indicating. What? No. I said, Kavanah Lehonos, Davka Lehonos. But ain't Kavanah Lahazik. That's not the intention over here. So it would seem to be Lich Ora. It's not my Kasha. It's a Kasha Mishenim. Yes, I'm sorry. I don't mean to disagree with your, humbly with your position. But anyway, Bekitzer, it seems that you're right. It's not explicit. In this direction or the other direction. There, I'm asking to you. But I saw in Mishnah, that's how they assume. But anyway, there seems to be an irreconcilability between that sugya, there's one over here on Tesvav and Beis, and the Gemara, all the other Gemaras and Dabbeis and Daftal and Dafe, and Kimat to Abba Kama, that carrying the nature is Kabbalah Hasi. Now look in Rashi already, that Rashi and Dabbeis and Beis is pretty clear when the Gemara asked Akasha, told the Karen Mahi. And the Beis and Beis, the Gemara, the Yad is discussing what the Obos of Karen, the Todos of Karen. So there, Rashi comments, and the Gemara, look, maybe you should read the Gemara also, so you should see it if you didn't see it before. The Gemara is about 15 lines down from the top of the page. The Gemara says, after it quotes the second pasuk, B'chor Shara Hodorlo, told of the Karen Mahi, Negifa, Neshicha, Revitzo, Be'ita. All these have to be carefully defined. Negicha, we know what Negicha is, goring. I think that's generally the translation. But Rashi points out here, Negifa, Shedachva begufa, that the animal with its body pushed. The animal essentially rammed, pushed, v'iziko bekavana. Then after negifa neshicha that we know to bite, Ravitza Rashi explains, Shirasa kelim baderech, v'olcha beratza aleim kidei l'shabra. That the animal again is lying down on these kelim, the intention being to break them. Now be'ita we also know, we have the term, it's found in Tanakh and it's found in Chazal. Rashi explains, Be'ita shebata b'ragleha. She kicked. The Gemara in Sukkah, Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be makti yachama menatika. So okay, yapadim menasukkah, mitzvah. But mevayit, you have to go ahead and also be mevayit. It's also called in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yom Kippur. I mean, many times this expression is a very common expression in Chazal. So anyway, the Torah, the way the Gemara presents the Toldos of Kerem, Negiva, Rashi says again, the Hizika Bikavana. That's Lashon of Rashi. And Rashi says, Revitza Kedei L'Shabron. Be'ita V'ahochi Habitod of the Kerem. I mean, Rashi, the Kavanos of the Hazik, Ki Kerem. Rashi says clearly, Kavanos of the Hazik. And Rashi says here, Vein Hano L'Azeka Ki Kerem. It's not Hano L'Azeka. Vein Hezeka Matzvi Todi. I'll get to that too. We don't assume that this is an ongoing kind of event. So you see clearly, according to Rashi, Atznai Hechrechi, in order to define the Nezik of Keren, or the Toldah, is Kavanah Lahazik. This Lachur, in all the cases that Rashi cited as the Toldah, so Rashi indicates there's an element of Kavanah, an element of intent that's found over here. However, as I said on Daf Tezvav and Beis, going back to that Daf, so here, in the case of Kelo Shachal Imre, Rashi says, Meshunahu, Dein Darkin Bekach, Vabi told the Karen, L'shalim Chatzinezek. The way I understand it, okay, Yesh Makom Ladun, I'm saying that. And you love Esh, Ein Makom Ladun. I'm just presenting a question, obviously, in order to come up with an answer. That's usually why I present questions. Anyway.
Meshunah by Ashur, Daf Goshur.
Yeah, Daf Goshur. I'm asking.
So Meshunah by Ashur is not Meshunah by Ashur.
Okay, yesh makom lagid kacha, ani lo chalek alecha. But on the Gemara Daf Hem Beis again, going back to that Gemara, so yeah, I'm going to discuss that because that's obviously the regal. Regal is hazekom matzvi tadir. We have to understand what that means. Also, that's an impossible expression to understand. Hazekom matzvi. Okay, but that's not for now. Maybe I'll get to it. What? No, definitely not. That's completely, totally different. Two totally different concepts. One is Hazeko Motzi Togur, and one is Meshuna. I'm saying, but the Gemara here on Daf Hem Beis, going back to that Gemara, where the Gemara said here, the Kulu Kishodis Bar Minayu, Osi Kulu Bamei Atzad Bar Mikerem, and the Gemara has the Pircha, Malakul Shekem Wad Mizkilosam. Then the Gemara says here, Uleman Niyomar, on Hem Beis, Ad Rabbi Keren Adifa, Shekamanasa Lahazik. The Gemara then says, "I feel Karen Nami Asya." So the Gemara is trying to find out who is this man the Omar who says Karen Adifa Shekavanasa Lahazik. So there's a Rashi here in the family base. Three words. Rashi says Lo Isparish Heicha. Rashi does not know what the source of this position is. Karen Adifa Shekavanasa Lahazik Lo Isparish Heicha. Rabbi Natam says, this is the Gemara that we just read. And that Tezvabim and Aleph. Rabbi Natam claims the Machlokes that Gemara presents with the Palganiska Mamona, the Palganiska Knosso. So we just explained, the Papa says, why is Chatzinezik Mamon? Because Tam Shvarim, La Becheskashim Kaima. Gemara says here again. And Bidino, you should pay everything. The Torah has Rachmanis, Yakat Elayayi Turi. And then Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua says it's a Knas because Stam Shuram Becheskashimu Kaimi, Bedinu Lo Shalim Klau, and the Torah imposed the Knas, Ke'ed Lintay Leturi. So, according to Ibn Itam, and the Bali Hatesis write this very clearly. You can actually see this on Daf Tezvabim Abez, the Ramasal Bahash of the Amri, but also the Mishenim Adafayim Abez, let's say it very clearly. Ibn Itam says that the Machlog is between Rav Papa and Rav Hunabed Rav Shua is whether Negicha of a short time is a Maisa Meshuna or not. Is that called a Maisa Meshuna? When a short time is Nogeach, is that considered to be something which is out of the box, something which is of extraordinary nature? Rav Huna Rav Yeshua says over here that it's Meshuna. So Mikir Adin, the Bailim that were obviously taken aback, they were startled by this action on the part of the Shor, because it's not to be expected. Therefore, they're part of the garment. But the Torah decides to impose upon them a Knas of Chatzinezek. That's how Rav Huna Rav Yeshua says. Our Papa says, no, it's not called the love of Meshuna. Mikir Adin, the owner who's Poshea, should really be responsible to pay Nezek Sholem. He should pay the full amount. But the Torah had Rachmanis because they were not yet warned. That the Shor was not conferred upon the Shor, a shame of a Shor Amud. According to that, so this is what Rabbi Natam says. Rabbi Natam learns Pshat in this Gemara, Ma'ale Kulu Shekem Wad Mitchilasam, is only said according to one man Yoma. According to Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, he says Karen Tam is not a Mu'ah Mitchilasa. So the Gemara is saying this only according to one man Yoma. According to Rav Papa, that Karen Tam is also a Mu'ah Mitchilasa, but the Torah is Mekel, there's no Pircha. Ad Rabba, Karen Adifa, Mishum Shekavanasa Lahazik. So basically, what the Torah is saying in two places, Daf Hem Beis here, and also in Daf Tezvav Beis. Here he says that more explicitly on Tezvav Beis. I'm looking at it right now. So they claim like this, that only according to the Man Yomar, Palga, Kaniska, Kedasa, can you say that Karen is considered to be Mishune. But according to the other Man Yomar, Tesha says here, that Palga, Niska, Mamona, so there, we don't, as I said, we don't assume at all that Karen is Mishune, even though the Bailim are only paying Chatzi Nezek. And that's what, if you look at this Tesha, you can read it, if you don't trust me. Take a look at the Tesis. The Ramasa Vahashta, the Ashradama Palga Niska Knosa, Nire, the Dafka Lamandioma Palga the Niska Knosa. Avalamandioma Palga Niska Mamono, Lomachayev Klaal. According to the Mandioma that it's Mamon, there's no Chiyu. the mehei tesi, the mikaren lo asya, the karen urchehu, the stam shvarim labu cheskashimu kaimi, vay meshunehu, the lab urche, the kalba the mechel imri, rabbi. Rabbi means large kvasim. Abu leman yom apalim iska kanasa, have told the karen, the tabai meshunim heim, abu gab the karen kamanasa lahazi. So Tesis claims that according to our papa, who holds that palga niska mamona, the chatzin nezik is mamon, kelo shachal, keves ein l'chayev klal, because there's no mokor to be mechayev, a hezik that's meshune. According to man yom that says palga niska mamona, so then you're not chayev at all, mehecha Tesis, you can't learn out from Karen. Tesis, Karen, urchu, stam shvarim, lab b'ches kashimu kaimi, this is meshune, lab urche, it's not the norm for a kelo to eat what he calls angry rabbi. But if you hold Palgan Iskut Nasa, it's a total of Karen, because both of them are Mishune, even though Karen Kamanasa Lahazik. And as it comes out, he says it's the whole, again, this entire discussion on Tesvav and Mebeis, or actually Tesvav and Aleph, when Kelev, the Achal Imri, is only according to one Mandiyoma. Only according to Mandiyoma, the Palgan Iskut Mamona. See, our problem was. Well, revert back to the issue that I raised. The question we raised was what seems to be a stira as far as the very nature of Karen. Is the primary thrust of Karen Kavanasa Lahazik, or there's also an element of Karen which is Meshune? So if you, again, I just want to show you another raya. I have another raya that Karen does have this other aspect of Meshune, if I may, before I come back to this. I'm coming back to this in a second. Look also on Daf Tesvav and Mebeis. The Gemara says here about a nachash. What's the status of a nachash? This also is a subject of a lot of discussion in Bava Kamba. So the Gemara here says, on Daf, in the Mishnah says, there's a Mishnah, Chamisha Tamin v'Chamisha Muadin, Habeim Ha'ina Muadis Lo Ligach, Lo Ligof, and not Neshicha, Lolirvos, Lolivot, Hashem Muedes, Lechol Soroyla, that we mentioned earlier, correct? Shane is Hano, Lechol Soroyla, Haregel Muedes Lishbar Bederchi Lucha, that's called Hezeko Matsu Tadir, Bederchi Lucha, Vishua Muad, Vishua Mazik, Vishua Sanizik, that's the fourth, Vihadam, and then at the end, the Mishnah says, Hazev, now we talk about different types of animals. Ze'ev, the wolf, the Ari, the lion, the dove, the bear, the naber, leopard, habardalis, they translate as a cheetah. Okay, it's a sug of naber. The hanochash, ha're'elim mu'adim. So it says here, the nochash mu'ad b'tchilasa. Nochash is a mu'ad b'tchilasa, similar to Shein v'regel. So Tesis and Daf, Tezayna med Aleph. Take a look at that Tesis. The Anochash, Harielu Muadim, and Tezayinu Medalek. Tesis here points out a very salient point. That why is Anochash Chayev? So Tesis is going to say, I'll read it in a second. He says that Anochash is not Chayev Bidin Shein. Because Ein Hano Ve'ezeko. Kavanoso Lahazik. Ve'ein Hano Ve'ezeko. I'm not going to go into this, the Klola. I was given to the Nachash that I had a Rebbe who contended that that's built into those psukim. I'm not at all convinced b'chlal that it's built into those psukim, but I just mentioned when the Nachash was cursed, the Torah describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Nachash apparently walked on twos, and now the Nachash is walking in a shatuach kind of way, a flat kind of way. So, something we know about Nachash, Yishach HaNachash B'loi Lachash, Nachash has this hissing kind of sound that it emits, and it emits as well some sort of a poison, some sort of a rowl, also Psukim in Tanakh, but the Psukim in Chumash, that the cloth are given to the Nachash,
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Correct. But what is it? Where is the Meduk in the Lashon of the Pasuk that what does it say then? V'yala Nachosh. How does it go there, Dr. Mazankis? You remember you're a Valkyrie. I just want to know how it begins. I forgot the beginning of the pasuk. What was that? Thank you. Okay. Absolutely. That's what they want to be dyke from the psukim.
Even though it's not. You cannot control it either.
Yeah, but I'm saying that. So here, on this issue of the Nochosh, which is. Tyson's here and Daf Tesai Numan. Take a look at this Tyson. He says, you're not Chai Bidin Shein. A Nochosh is not Chai Bidin Shein because Kavanos or the Hazik. I mean, again, the Losh and the Pasuk, that seems to be built into the Pasuk. Kavanos or the Hazik. Who Yeshuv Charosh? The Ato Teshuvenu. Okay. Okay. I don't see all of this so such a Muchach way. But anyway, Tyson says here that Tyson is Kovea. What is the Nachash Chayav? Midin Regel. That's what Taisa says. Darko Bekach. That's a Din Regel that applies to a Nachash. So according to Taisa, Hezek Shein Mashun is not Keren. Even if there's Kabbalah Hazik. Look at the Taisa. You don't trust me. Look at the Taisa. Yeah, Tezvon. Tezai. V'anachash Ha'ilu Mu'adim. La b'chol inyoni Hezek Hashiv Mu'adim. El kolecha b'midi du'urche. You go. Shebo Zei V'torah. By the way, I'm astounded. My father was starting to point this out. For each animal that, shall we say, what was that?
A different verb.
It is so amazing, Chazal, that he had the Kabbalah. A different verb that describes the action that each of the animals is involved in, namely a ze'ev. Ze'ev toref. A wolf. I'm sorry? Yes, with his teeth. I mean, Binyamin ze'ev yitrof. Baboki yochalad. You have the version of torof, toraf, yosef. Many times you have this language in Tanakh, and it's a language of, as you said correctly, with his teeth. Next, Ari Vidoras. That's the nature of Ari, correct. Because of a lion, that's what a lion is all about. O Taraf Lahaniach, to put away for, shall we say, for a snack. Abu Bid Laburche, Gon Arisha Taraf, Ochal, Vachin Shara, Zegos, Laburchayu, Lavin Muadin, El Mashal Machatzin Nezek. And he tells it goes further. Ubi Midi Diruchayu, the Mashal Nezek Shalim, Hanu Dafka Bechatzin Anizin. Abu Shisarabim Potted, Abu Shemishisarabim. Shemishisarabim is the norm. That's the way they're supposed to behave. Yamin b'shemuel b'gemara, Ari b'shesarabim, Doras v'ochal potem. I feel nochash. And he writes, Sheino nene min shichoso. But he has a gemara, very fascinating gemara, very famous gemara, that nochash is not nene. The gemara says, in Tainis, in the skatsu, kol achayos etzal nochash, they all gather around the nochash, v'yomoslo, ma no yesh lecha. I also apply this to the present situation, to the Hamasnikim. So, below Avi Kamo Keren. What? But again, is that the norm?
It does.
But the question is that apparently, what I'm simply trying to show you is that this only is going to work, this place is according to, who is it? Rabbeinu Rebbe Yehoshua. We pass like them. He says that the gather of Keren is Meshunah, not Kavanos al-Hazik. So again,
that
only eats offer. That's what the Torah is referring to, Enechanami. There are different types of Nechoshim, obviously. Enechanami. I'm just saying that again, so how did I get off to this? Because of a so-called stira that you feel is not a stira between the two definitions of Keren, whether Keren is primarily preeminently Kavanah Hazik, or it has also this Meshunatic element that we mentioned over here with the Kelev Shachal Imri. So, according to Rabbi Tam Lichura, there's no steer of Bechlau, because the Gemara Dav Tezvav here, Tezvav Mebeis, that says that any Nezik Meshunah, even without Kavanah Hazik, is Karen, that's only according to one man Yomar, Palgun Yiskot Nasa. That's what the Tesis, Rabbi Tam, also the Shin Kubet says, that's what they're assuming. And that is said according to Amman Yomar. However, the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis that says Keren Kavanos Al Hazik and Daf Dalin and Daf Hei Kavanos Al Hazik is talking according to Rav Papa that there are Todos Shenik Yotzi Bayim. He said Chatzinesik is Mamona. So according to him, there's no Keren Short Tam Meshune because again, what is the gather of Keren Kavanos Al Hazik? Now that's what we have to Miyashi. This is a cute way of being Miyashi the Sira. I think that's what Rabbi Tam is saying. Now you don't like it, okay? I saw that. I see that. The question: what does that mean? What does that mean? But if you look in the way Rabbi Tam is quoted in the Shin Kubet says and Bichlal, Right, that's what he's saying. Even Mal Yom Mishuneh,
but since he's Abagav, like, that's true, but that's not the Kunst.
Yeah, I don't think it's at all Mochach from that Lashon, but I'm just saying that's the way I saw in the Shita, Rabbi Natan. That's how they're miyashi this so-called stira. According to the halacha, the chatzin nezik is knas. So then, kavanah lahazik without mishun is not called keren. Meidach mishune without kavanah lahazik is called keren. Anyway, so what? I just said that again. The whole idea is that the two sugyas are talking about two different maniomas. That's what we're saying. The sugya on daf tezvav is that says keren nezik mishune even without kavanah lahazik is called keren. Is according to maniomah. That Paul Gaganis took Knossa. And the other sugya on that base of base, Abdal, the Fay, came out to have Baba Kama, is talking according to the, it's not my Chiddush, I'm not saying this. This is Avin Atab, and Asun Shinkubet says calls like that. However, take a look now, you do have this in the, this is Xerox. I went looking in the Shita. One of the problems I have in these Masechtas, Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, Baba Basa, but Marabeim told me, don't learn the Shita. There's no Toelis to that, there's no Tachlis to that. Somehow you have to know which are the main Rishonim. On these sugyas, as opposed to Hagoyin Abdav Lifshitz, I heard one day a shiur from him on Ksubis. I saw the story in the warmth and the radiance. One day I heard a shiur from him because my mother, Lashon, was friendly with his Rebbetzin, and I had to go to his shiur one day. The Rebbe wasn't saying shiur that day, so it was fine. So I went to shiur one day on Ksubis, the first shiur on Ksubis, discovered that this man knew the whole Masechta Baal Peh, Mila B'Mila. But the Masechta mainly know that Baal Peh, even though I don't know what that means, but the he knew the whole Shin Kubet says Baal Peh. I'm not exaggerating. He had a phenomenal memory. And he just quoted Baal Peh. Maybe he had no Ksubis that day. Somehow his Gemara Ne'alamlo. And he just simply recited the Gemara from memory. And then proceeded to recite the Shin Kubet from memory. Every single Rishon from memory, Mila B'Mila. I said, this is not for me. This is not my cup of tea. So I was there one day. That's what you wrote on. Anyway, so that's what I was here today, and I went back to Rasolovichik, where I can have norms. So there's a Rivah on page number one of the Maran Kaimas sheet. Look at the Rivah. He's also bothered by this kasha. Rivah Omer. I like that. Good. That's good. It's a very beautiful deal. I like it. Okay. The Rivah here says on page number one of the Baba Kama, I have a Shin Kubetzes which has blocked out for me the Rishonim that are relevant. So I didn't do the work. I learned Baba Kama with a number of different Rabbeim, and they pointed out the different Rishonim. So I can't learn the whole Shita. You just drown there. What's the Toelos? What's the point of it? No Tachlis. I never had a Rebbe, with the exception of Avraham Lifshitz, who wasn't my Rebbe. They somehow had a Kabbalah in which Rishonim are relevant to the Sugya. Avraham Lifshitz seemed like that. He didn't know the whole Shita Kabbalah by heart. I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, so here he said the Rivah, that I'll read the Rivah inside. Rivah Omer, Yafilu Laman Diomar, Talga Deniska Mamona, Mikri Keren Meshune. Abo Ein Meshune Kolkach, Sheye Nechshovim Tashlumim Leknas. You hear this? Einam Meshune Kolkach, Sheye Nechshovim Tashlumim Leknas. What does that mean? Vim Kain, after the Dvar, Matsina Meshune, Shemeshavim.
It's so crazy, it will be a putter.
Right. I mean, that's what he says. Even our papa, who says Palga Niska Mamona, but in the case of Kelev, Shochal Keves, even according to him, you'll be Chaya, because even according to him, Karen is Mashuna. Now, basically, even according to Mandi Omar, the Chatzin Ezek is Mamon, he's masking. That if I do a Maisa Mishuna without Kavana Lahazik, that's Keren. So even our Sugya, which the Taisa says, according to our Papa, the Hagdar of Keren can also be Mitzad Mishuna. So again, if that's the case, and then we have a Stira. The Stira is Chayz of an Eir. Once again, we come back to the Stira. So, Lechura, That's not the case. It can't be a steer and sugya. So now take a look at the Gemara on Daf Yutes on the base. There's also a famous Gemara, very strange, striking Gemara. I'm reading the Gemara about 12, 13 lines down from the top of the page. It's right here in the Mar Mekomos. Boy Rabina, where the two dots are. Boy Rabina, Kiskisa Biyamasa Mahu. So you look in Rashi over here, and Rashi explains, it means the animal went ahead and used the Gid Hazachrus in order to inflict damage. Kiskisa Biyamasa. We show him here about that. The Lashon of Lekaskes. I don't know if you're into language. My father Shalom was so into language. Every verb that's found in Tanakh, or every verb that's found in Chazal, he made a whole to do about it. Because the Gemara uses this Lashon more with reference to Kiskes Biznova, or
Wiggle.
Or I'll give you the best example, which to me is the Ramah calls it Shulchan Aruch, and I'm always makpid. When I buy a lulav and esrog, I buy a lulav, not with the brown, whatever they call that brown material on top, because then, okay, they do it because they want to have niktam rosha. You got to make sure that the head of the lulav is in place. But I want to see what's on top of my lulav. I want to make sure it's not niktam rosha. And I don't know what's under the brown. But also, there are more calls to the Ran. You should have kiskus he'olam. That's the lashon of the chazal. Kiskus he'olam, what you call wiggling. I don't know if the term is wiggling. But let's say...
We're going to
love it
that noise.
Yeah, it's not just the noise, it's music. Because that's what our Soloveitch used to say, that that's a kiyum in Oz Yerana Tzatesis, in Rishayna. Oz Yerana Tzayayor. The lulav is a musical instrument. Initially begins as a dry mechanical mitzvah, Dagbi Novzibe, and over a period of time becomes a musical instrument, and which you personally utilize. It's part of a symphony orchestra, Haluka, Halukel Bukacho, and all the Mavic Medrash, the Rav used to quote a Medrash, in the Medrash Rabbis in Nassau, that by David HaMelech, when the Aron HaKodesh was returned from the Plishtim, so there he begins to sing and dance, and his wife got upset with him, Bativez Lobaliba, and without getting into all that, but there it mentions that they brought out musical instruments, and one of the musical instruments was Minanim, and the Medrash says Minanim refers to Lulav, so Rav says Zetia has a Lulav Hatadin, as a clay shear, as a halacha of a clay shear. The rabbi was very into this kind of dramatic. I mean, the best raya is Lula Yavesh Pasol, Yushalmi. Why is Lula Yavesh Pasol? The rabbi calls Yushalmi, Lua Mesim Yalubuka. So it didn't Shevach, Takadish Bochu. You say Shevach, Rabbi Machasi, he says it all the time also. Quote from Shver, from his father. But anyway, back over here in this thesis, Gemara. So Gemara says here, what's the din of Kiskisa? So Kiska Biznova is found on line number 7 or 8. That we understand. The tail of the animal was used to go ahead and to cause damage. So Rashi says on that, Rashi is about 7 lines from the top of your testament. Beis Urchahu, Uptur B'Shisarabim. Olo, that's the question. Is that Regel or is he Keren? The Gemara actually discusses, what do you have to hold on to the tail when you walk with the animal? That's what you got to do. Yachi Keren Nami Name of Yachsa Bekeren Beherech. What about holding on to the carrot? Yachi Hashta Keren Lav Urche. Hi, Urche. Where I said, this is different. This is considered to be Urche. The Chimiachad Urche Man Biboile. Kiskus Yisera Biboile. Okay, that's the issue. There was Kiskus Yisera. However, you understand what Kiskus Yisera is. But now the Gemara says, Bari Rabino. That's the case that we spoke about where the animal uses the gira zachus in order to cause damage. I'm sorry? So that would bother me also. But I'm not, again, that in Chazal, I don't think they're so medactic as you are with the zach and the keba, even though sometimes yes, sometimes no. I don't know exactly what the rule of thumb is. I was bothered by that too, but anyway, kiskisabi amasa mahu. So the Gemara's kasha is mi aminon mi nidavi akeren keren la yitzer katofiklei. That's the yitzer which medically motivates the keren. Achanami lo shno odil me keren kavanasa lazik. Oh, in kavanasa lazik kiskisabi amasa is not kavanasa lazik. So lechura, what do you see in this Gemara clear? That keren kavanasa lazik. The Gemara is pretty explicit about this. So if Karen were actually defined by Shinoi, who cares with the Hezekah? It's because what the Gemara says, Yitzra Tokva, or Kabbalah Sot Hazek. So this is exactly what is asked also, I saw by the Riva, which is the next one on page number 2. Also the Riva, take a look at that in the Ma'am Mekomos, on page number 2. He asked his Kasha explicitly. You hear what I'm asking? That you see from the Gemara that Karen is Kabbalah Sot Hazek, because if it would be defined by the Meshunah, by Shinoi, who cares if the Hezek came as a result of the Gemara declares it's because of the Eitzer, Yitzra Tokva, or Kabbalah Sot Hazek. But what difference does it make? If it's Meshunah, it's Meshunah. So look at this Kasha. I'm reading page number 2. I think I blocked it out, but I'm not there. Odilma, Kabbalah Sot Hazek, Hikshu Riva, Maikosova. I Urche, Hanu Regel. Umabekach, Min Kabbalah Sot Hazek. If it's Urche, so that's Rego. Milab Urchehu, Hanu Keren. I feel like Kabbalah Sot Hazek L'chayim. I mean, Gabi Tanigal Shah, Shirbosho, L'Kleis Chuches. That's also a famous case. Tanigal decides to stick his head into the Kleis Chuches, and as a result, it explodes. The whole Meshunahu Mechayim, Chatzinezim. Yavagab La Mechavim La Hazek. So the Rebbe is asking this Kasha. And this is based on the Hanocha that what is Keren? Meshunah. That's the very definition of Keren. Otherwise, no Kasha, no Kasha. So what is the answer? Venerally, he's dark on this whole Hanocha. Venerally, the Farish, the Kiskes, Miyamasa, Chashule, Ki Urche. Aide Yitro. That's called Urche. Behind him to come and immediately have a Keren Muedes, the Chayiv, as a Sholin. Meshum the Urche, Aide Yitro. O Dilma, Keren Muedes. Kabbalah Sot Hazek. Hi, Aval Gav to Urchehu. Aide Yitzro, Lo Dami Lo Keren. Ho Ben Kabbalah Sot Hazek. Aval Olam Shitalei. To the regal who Damya. Ho Vlavi Urche Aide Yitzro. And those, even if the animal is Noi Kedarka, if that which motivates it is Kabbalah Sot Hazek, that's called Keren. And that's apparently doing, when we say that this is Meshuneh, it's not to define Keren, but it's only the question is, do you pay Chatzin Ezek or Nezek Sholin? So my understanding of this revolt is that he's cholek on what Tosfos said. Tosfos said a moment ago that Nochash is chayiv b'din regel, so he doesn't agree. According to the revolt, the din of Nochash mu'ad olam like a keren mu'edes, because the fact that there's no shino is not mafkia the shem keren is still operative, is still chal, and that is nafkamina would be legabi b'shus harabim. If the chayiv b'din regel, then of course there's no chayiv b'shus harabim. If the chayiv b'din Nachash b'din Keren Muedes, you also be chayiv b'shus harabim. I'm only saying that according to this Riva Lichora, he is mechalek between the din of chatzin nezek that depends on shinui, as opposed to Keren or Shein that's totally on kabbalah lahazik. And as an animal that does nezek, does it because Kabbalah Lahazik. So if the animal does nezek because Kabbalah Lahazik, there's no question the animal's chayav b'din keren. Now it doesn't make a difference whether the animal is noheg b'shinui or whether it's noheg kedarka like a nochosh. There's no distinction. What exactly how the animal is operating. It means an animal that's noheg b'shinui only pays chatzin nezek. Even if it's mizkabin achilam, kelev sho'ochal keves. So here it's like shein Meshuneh, which is part of Rishis HaRabim. You're not going to be Chayah. So that's again what I want to be now with all this, Bimiyashi, the original Stira, going back to that so-called original Stira between whether Keren is Kabbalah Lahazik or Keren is defined by Meshuneh. Namely, Keren means Kabbalah Lahazik. That seems to be so fundamental and so basic. So in every situation where you have Kabbalah Lahazik, so then you'll be Chayah in Rishis HaRabim, as the Gemara is saying here, by kiskas or by masa. However, the chiyuv of chatzin nezek depends on what? On shinui. So therefore, the Gemara's koveya, that since we pass in the halacha, the Gemara says, v'hilchoso, that chatzin nezek, the Gemara says, is considered to be a knas. So therefore, you can't go ahead and be gove payment on a behema, sheizika b'shini b'babel, even if the animal's kabana was lachila, and not lahazik. Okay, I want to show you, I think, that if you look in the Rambam, and this is where I'm having a lot of difficulty. The Rambam, yeah.
Chatzin Nezek Torah is also a
finished. Right, also.
It's a finished Torah, but
Correct. I mean, that's halacha mashem misina. That's the Gemara says. But the Rambam, I would have liked for the Rambam to have addressed this matter in a more direct kind of way. That's what I would have expected, and that's what I would have really looking forward to. But I don't believe that's the case. So now I want to read a few Rambams at page number 3, and you'll see. I'm not 100% certain, but I think the Rambam has a certain kibun that I would like to work with. The Rambam actually begins Hilchot Nisqei Mammon. I'm going to read the Aleph and Beis. He says the following. Kol nefesh chaya, shei b'shusa shel adam, shei zika habaylim, chayam l'shalem. Habaylim chayam l'shalem, shari mamonim hizik. It's their money. Shenema ki yigov shori sheshori eyu, echad ashor, echad shah be'ima v'chay v'ov, lodibra akasu b'shor, elu b'hayda. Then the Rambam makes an aloha base, the kama mishalim, Imi Zika Bidvarm Shadaka La Sos and Tomin Kiminik Briyasa.
Minik Briyasa is the key
phrase.
What? Minik Briyasa
is the main phrase. Okay, how do you... you're translating it in one way. Kiminik Briyasa. I mean, what are the natural tendency of the animal is? Kigon Behema Sheochla Tevin O Amir O Shehi Zika Beragla Bidar Chilucha Chayav l'shalim nezik shalim min ha'yofen. Shibin chasv shalem ha'meit ha'sadeyu u'meit ha'karmi yishalim. V'im shinta, the animal does a shinui, v'yosu ma'isim she'en darko la'asos satomid v'yizik ha'bahem, gonchor shenogach o noshach, chayav l'shalim chatsi nezim v'guf ha'mazik atzvo shalem ha'ar, u'moch v'es ha'shor ha'chay v'chotzu v'es kaspo. So, what's interesting to me, the Rambam includes here all Niske Behema, and the Rambam says, what is the common denominator? Shari Mamonam Hizik. That's Lashon Hama. Mamonam Hizik. However, when it comes to the payment, Halacha Beis, the Rambam here now draws distinctions. There's a distinction between an animal, Shenoheges Kedarka, to an animal, Shenoheges Bovim Meshune. Mashra from the Rambam, that the Tashlum, the payment that has to be made, was going to be Chatzin Nezek, on Nezek Sholim is not totally the shame Nezek, whether it's shame, regular Karen, but rather totally on Rigilut, or Shinui Maaseh. That's what it depends on. Almost similar to what we saw in the Rivah a few moments ago.
Shinui is
correct. Okay. Now, that's item number one. Item number two is an Halacha Ches. Look on the next page, and you've got the circle, Halacha Ches, page number 4. Here the Rambam writes, Izika b'shusa rabim, o b'chatsa she'enu shal shneem, lo de mazik v'lo de nizik. O b'chatsa she'i shal shneem, v'arei miyuchedes lo niach bo, peros u'lachnes lo be'ima, yugon habika b'yotzi bo. Now here the Rambam says, im b'shein v'regel hizika k'darka, v'arei ze potter, v'yishyesh lo b'shus, l'alech kan v'kan. Since the animal has permission to go there, so of course the animal is potter. V'derech ha'beim alahalech v'lechol b'darka u'lishaber b'derech hilucha v'im nokcha o nokfa o rovtza o boata o noshcha, any of the above that we mentioned in that basement of base, im tomahi nishal nechasi nezek v'im muedet nezek sholein. So here the Rambam mentions Shein V'regel. Here he decides to go into to delineate Shein V'regel as opposed to Keren. Mashma, also like the Rivo, that the Ptur B'shus HaRabim is only said where? B'shein V'regel? Not said by Keren. So if it comes out, what about Shein Meshuneh? Namely, the case we mentioned, Kelev She'ochal Kvasim, you pay Chatzinezim, Midin Nezik Meshuneh. But you put B'shus HaRabim, Midin Shein V'regel. Or Midin Shein. That's number one. On the other hand, I'm bothered by the fact that the Rambam gives a Svara. Why Shein V'regel put the B'shus HaRabim? So the Rambam said here, "Neshiyesh lo reshut lahalech bikan, v'derech habehima lahalech kedarka, v'lechol l'shabe kederech hilucha." Which means if you have a shein meshuneh b'shus harabim, that's right. You'd be chayav because the animal does not behave that way in b'shus harabim. And so too, shein meshuneh b'shusarabin. Al pisvara shiraka darka patur. So maybe here it would be chayiv, and maybe we'd say no, even there would be patur, because at the end of the day, shame neshune adayin shame. It's still called shame. Okay, I'm just. Okay, enechanam. That's a very legitimate question. Maskin. One more halacha I want to show you. In the end of Perek Aleph, Ram quotes the case of Yosef. Quoting, look at halacha Yid Aleph. I circled that. He brings the psak of the Gemara daf Yutess, the subject of the Gemara daf Yutess. Kiskusa biznava, kiskus rab. I never examined the way the tails of. I never looked carefully to see how the. Is that called the wagging of the tail? You call it wiggling, but I think the proper term is wagging. Wagging of the tail, and to what extent this tail wagging. I know what tail wagging is when you drive a car. When someone is literally tailing you, that's why they call it tail wagging, because they're right on top of you, so to speak. Okay, forget it. Anyway, so the. What? They're on your tail, exactly. So I'm saying, but here, what does it mean? Kiskus rab. Shein darka lasoso tombi. Maybe when the animal is
excited.
Bizigo bishusarabin. Oshe kiskisa begid shalom. That's the gira zachrus. Bishusarabim. Bizigo potter. Yim tofas anizik. Govichatzinezigim asher tofas. Says the Rambam. Sheze adobar. Sofiku. Im elu toldos hakeren shechayev malay bishusarabim. This is a sofik. Is this called a toldo of keren? So what's the Gemara Safi according to the Rambam? Gemara Safi is kiskus bezonov. Is that a toldo of regel? This kiskus, which of course is obviously going to be potter, b'shesarabim, and yachay nezek sholim, or is it toldo of keren, which is chay b'shesarabim, yachay chatzin nezek? That seems to be the Safi. But if that's the case, the Rambam should have paskin that if the animal is mazik, are they kiskus, Hazona b'shus ha-nizik. If this takes place in the shus of the nizik, and then so then if he's tofes, emotzi miyado, because there's a subject where the animal's chay midin regel or not. The Ram does not mention that halacha. He's mashmi that din. Mashma that the etzem shinoi is not mutl b'sofek, according to the Rambam. Therefore, there's no makom to mechay more than a chatzin nezek and din nezek meshune. I mean, the whole subject of the Gemara is only the gabbai b'shus harabim. That's what the Gemara has, the suffix. Is the nezek called keren, or is it considered to be regal? Okay, I'm just be l'sakein what I said till now. So we started by referring to what seems to be a stira that Rishonim asked between the sugyas that talk about keren as being defined primarily by Kavanah Lahazik. That's the main motivating factor in the definition of Keren, and that's when you are Magdir something as Keren. Or the second understanding is that essentially the Nezik of Keren is Mugdar Aidei Shinui. Is the animal engaging in an action which is Meshunadik, or the Nezik is Keren? So I mean, we know the din is b'shus ha-yochid. There's a chiluk between rabim and yochid. Correct. Okay, so that is that's what's at stake over here. I mean, it seems to me that there are two different perspectives regarding keren. I mean, I always thought if an animal acts in a fashion that's erratic, I don't know what the term is, mishuna, the animal does something out of the box. So I understand that that will have an impact on the owner's obligation to guard the animal, a bit more zealously, and to be a bit more careful, to be more zohir. The gabi, the chiv achrayis. The chiv achrayis of the bailiff, that I do understand. Means, because an owner of an animal only has to expect the norm. That which the animal is normally going to do, but they're obviously not so prepared for maisim mishunim. Again, I apply to the what happened over there. They're not prepared for the ketzitz be to maisim mishunim, and that's why it's mistabir. If the chi of keren emanates from achrayis that the Torah imposed on the owner, the achrayis to guard the animal, So let's say if it's difficult for me to guard the animals, so then perhaps the Torah, in effect, defined it differently. On the other hand, we guard the Achrayis HaBaglim. So again, if you there's a taste, I want to show you the taste. It's weird. I see that.
Where do you draw the line?
Okay, that's my problem. I don't know where to draw the line.
You have things which are not norm.
Maskim.
But they are
difficult,
but they are.
I agree. I think it's impossible to draw the line. Look at the taste here on Daf Gimel and Beis, in the bottom of the page. Rabbi Kama, I learned a few times in my life. That's why I'm a shikul familiar with it. So on Gimel and Beis, Lo Riyakera and Shein Hanola, Zekel, taste is bothered by this issue. See what Taisa says here. On the bottom, Lo Ria Karen Shin Anola Ezeko, Upshia Pasha, Shahayol Lishmar Shoro, Shebekal Hayyachal the Shomro, Shein Dechuka Lahazik, Kame Shin Anola Ezeko, Ain Anola Ezeko, so it's not so difficult to be on top of things, to be in control. Abel Shein, Shein Shanola Ezeko, Havi Kain Aines. He says here. Fully employed. This Tosis. I don't know even here what exactly he wants to know where to draw the lines. Yeah, you hear? That'll be minutes.
Yeah, I don't
hear what Tosis says.
I'm not a farmer, but I'm sure a farmer would know how to handle it. I don't know how to do with an animal.
And even the end of the Tosis, he said, below Riyashane. He writes further, the last four lines. Lo Yashen Shein Kamanasa Lahazik, Vein Yitzvah Tokva, Ubekal Yachal the Shomra, Kiriya Karen, the Kamanasa Lahazik, Yitzvah Tokva, Vein Yachal the Shomra, Kokach Yofe. By the way, all this would help us, I think, in the Gemara and Dafhe Mebez again. Look at the top of Dafhe Mebez, the Gemara has this, Kishad is Bar Benayu. The Kulu Kishad, the Gemara says, let's give it talking about the achrayus of the owner. So then, there's less of a reason to suggest that you should be chayv keren because he's not more mitzchilasam. But if the owner is obligated to pay because his animal did an act of hezek, an animal engaged in an act of damage, and he's a bailim, and he has to cover whatever damage occurred, then I would say you should be chayv al karen sheba, because kavanasa so shor the hazik. Now she'er b'shein, we're only la no or regal shein abeima mechaven es klal. Okay, but now I'm just saying svaros. I mean, this tesis to me is very, as you pointed out, Rabbi Muniz, that the lines are not clearly drawn. Okay, I want to make a comment. The next item, a little bit about regal, if I can. Regal also is, I'm literally, for years and years and years, and we know that Gemara says, Nabez and Mabez, Regal Hazeka Motsu. Beita told her the Regal he, Gemara thought. Gemara said, Lo, Regal Hazeka Motsu, Hani in Hazeka Motsu. So what's the character trait of Regal Hazeka Motsu? The Gemara Dav Gimel Malaf also, same thing the Gemara says over there, Maishna Regal. The Hezekel Motsui Mamon Cheshvirasin Alecha, Hani, told the regal Nami Hezekel Motsui Mamon Cheshvirasin Alecha. I want to know, why is this Dafka regal? I think that an animal that eats, what the Gemara says, Varim Haruyim Lo, if the animal goes on its merry way and eats on its merry way, so Lechura, the Nezek of Shein, is also Hezekel Motsui. I don't see the distinction between Shein and Regal. Why Dafka Regal, the Chazal say, Hezekel Motsui. And are you going to suggest that every Shein is Chayv Din Regal? Clearly not. There are separate Avos that Chazal have defined, as we see here, the three Avos. And the Gemara says, Dabdalam and Aleph, I believe it's not Dabdalin. Yes, it is. So look at Dabdalam and Aleph. Here the Gemara says that Tana Shor the Raglo, Umabel Hashino. Gemara makes a very sharp distinction between Shor the Raglo Mabel Hashino Hachi Koma Lo Ria Regal She Hazeka Motsui Ki Ria Shein Shein Hazeka Motsui. So I want to know what in heaven's name is Hazeka Motsui. I want to know what is Miyuchad. Why is it Miyuchad the Regal Hazeka Motsui? And that you see that from
a bull in a china shop. I can't imagine from not having a bull in a china shop. It's impossible.
But I can prevent them from eating the food. Let's assume that you are right. I'm not 100% sure. But I don't want to add to the kasha. Look at the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Habamina, that regal is chayav b'sholach shulche. If it's azl v'meila, then the regal is pater. If it goes on its own, it's pater, but shalach shulche, then the Gemara says, here, Habamina, you're chayav. This Habamina, where does it come from? Yiltam, it comes from the pasuk. Okay, I knew you would say that. Veshilach has biro. Okay, it's hard for me to argue that. Once you tell me it's a zaza, veshilach has biro, that we learn out nezer de regal. But no, maybe there's a svara involved over here. Absolutely, always said, a zaza kosev is not stam a zaza kosev. Behind every zaza kosev is a svara. It has to be a svara. So maybe the svara over here is... No, when an animal goes by itself, so we're going to patter, that's a svara. What? Okay, beside it. So now, again, you are, at least what I heard you a moment ago, maybe there are different, I don't know how to define it, different ramot of urche. The question is, how do you define the term urche? I mean, you're saying that Shane is called urche, it's not Moshune, but you don't have this regilo that you have by regal, that's what you basically said,
also,
that's the chilek.
I understand,
but okay, but again, so I want to just refer you to a few Gemaras. And Daf Yutess. So on Daf Yutess here, Omid Beis, I think it is, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, in the second parrot, in Ketzad HaRegel. Ketzad, well, I mean, the Mishnah we know, Ketzad HaShem Muedes, Lechos HaRoyla. Now the Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Braisa, I'm reading the Braisa on Daf Yutess Omid Beis. The Braisa right after the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, HaShem Muedes, Lechos HaRoyla. Ketzad. Further, the Chen Chaya, Shenichnas al Chotzer Anizik, Bitarfa, Behema, Biachla Basar, Misham Nezik Sholim. Paro Shachla Sairim, Chamor Shachal Kashinim, Keller Shalike Ges Hashemin, Chazir Shach Chatira Shal Basar, Misham Nezik Sholim. So the Gemara then says at the end of all this, Amra Papa, Hashta the Amrit. Kol midi d'lab urche b'yachla d'ayde yatchak, shmei achila. So that's what you were trying to define here. Something that's not urche, achla d'ayde yatchak, meaning there are other circumstances that somehow got involved, that's called achila. So now, hashun d'achal tamre, what about a cat that eats tamarim? V'chamra d'yachla b'nisa. So the Gemara says here, mishalem nezik shalem, b'nisa are fish. An animal, a chamor, that eats fish. That's obviously not normal. So it says you're going to pay nezek sholem. So what do you see? That achila al-yedei hadchak is mechayim nezek sholem b'din shein.
This proves that the emri
is
not shein because it's not achila, it's nezek. 100%.
I like that, right? I agree with that completely. But that's not why I brought this Gemara, but I think you are correct. I'm just saying that you see that achila de atchak apparently is not a maisa meshune. But still, it's hard to say that's called a maisa shriach. It may not be meshune, but to say that it's a shriach is something which is commonplace, and I'm saying that the nezek shein occurs even by maisa shein or shriach. Okay, but in general, I want to show you now, if you don't mind, a few minutes left. What? But I'm just saying, but here also you can ask on the, let's assume the animal eats dvarim shirigilim lechol, that she's accustomed to eat, so you could be chayav the owner mitzin regal. And that would seem to be rather, I don't want to say absurd, but I would say rather extreme, because according to the Pashta Sugya, Shein is called Nezek Shein Motzi. So the reason why I'm saying all this is because I saw in the Mishnah Tezvav Mabez that we saw before, it says here on Tezvav, look again on Tezvav Mabez, it says the Nochosh is Mu'ad Oilam. Nochosh is considered to be constantly Ashura Mu'ad. And the halacha is that the Mepharshim have a Machlokes of Rishonim. Tezvav here on Dav Tezayinim and Av, we read this before. Hanochosh. Harel Mu'adin. You see that Tezvav? Nochosh is Chaim Edin Regal. Because urche, that's the norm of a nachash, is to act as it does, and therefore we're medayik coming to the riva that nachash is chayim midin keren shel shor amuad kabanos al hazik. But there's a rashba, and this rashba is found here in the Maamar Kemes on page number Number five. Number four. And the Mamma covers at page number four, there's a Rashba. I saw. And this Rashba has another possibility. He writes over here in the middle of the Rashba, V'sabrani, it's like six lines into the Rashba, V'sabrani, Sha'af ha'nochosh, Menashe chavetol v'deshen. The Abba b'she'en ro'ochel, V'she'nene b'neshichosel. Pile ployim. What is going on here? And then he quotes that same Gemara that we just saw from the Gemara in Tainis, where it captured all the chayot, it's anochosh. Ma'ano yeshlocho. So he says here, lav the meimah shein lo ano klal koma. Ela shein lo ano lecho. That's it, doesn't have ano. What's going on over here? I mean they're put into possible situations. So they have to come up with impossible answers. So he says, when we come came into Urche Bachi, lo nofik mitod the shein. Inami mitod the regel. They not told the Karen. Wow, really ploy. I mean, the Rashba claims that a nochash is nene b'nishichosah. He has hanoah when he goes ahead and bites. Or he said, told to the regal. Means a nochash is chayim b'din shein. Or he writes, inami b'told to the regal. Doesn't make any sense at all. Poshut, kimah b'li abonah. The fact that a nochash doesn't have hanoah b'shas achila, and he has hanoah b'nishichah, we're going to be chayim b'din shein? I mean, we saw Gemara earlier, that an animal, sheneschacha v'keisel, you know, they probably also do what humans do. I don't, I'm not such a baby. Let's say I have a scratch on my back, so I don't know, scratch my back against the wall. That's what Gemara speaks about earlier. Beima sheneschacha v'keisel. The animal needs to scratch its back, doesn't have a back scratcher, but one of those jobs that they have, one of those, what's the, they show me a back scratcher. There's a long kind of pole that has a scratcher. I don't have such a thing. But anyway, so I just scratch my back against the wall. Anyway, b'kitzer, or whatever I do. Anyway, I'm just saying that, what is going on here? The eimah is chacha b'kaisel anosah, the eimah is chayim b'din told of the shein. So somehow, anocha should also be, shenoshach also have the same kind of anocha? Yeah, the whole thing is absolutely wild. So I thought that the basis of this is the Gemara on Tezainim and Aleph, and maybe with this I will, even though I have a lot more to say, but on Tezainim and Aleph, there's a Gemara here, which always has also troubled me. Om Rav Elazar, I'm reading the first wide line. The Mishnah said, if you remember, Hazev, Ari, Vadov, Anu, Abbas, Anachash, Lodicha, Lodirbots, it's a total regal, Lodirbots. You see the second line, Om Rav Elazar, Lo Shonu, El Apachim, Gdelim, Av Apachim Tanim, Urchi, we know about the Pachim of Yaakov Avinu, that the Gemara Chulim, Pachim Tanim. Okay, I'm just being cute. Anyway, so it's here, the Gemara said, Lo Shonu, El Apachim, Gdelim, Ava pachim tanim urchiu leim misayalei habeim emuedes lahalich kedarko l'shaber v'lemayich et ha'odem et habeim et ha'kelim. This Gemara's mashma that if the animals roveitz on pachim tanim, it crushes them by its weight, yachai b'din regal. So here again, I have a Rashba. The Rashba says here also, v'chein nami revitza v'ando also told of the regal. He quotes this Gemara. Klomar, says the Rashba, just like Revitza Lahanoah is the Tolda of Regel, Neshichas Hanochash is the Tolda of Regel, even though it has Hanoah and Neshichas. So, Pilei Ployim, Namish, Dvorim Tzmuhimo. The Gemara does not say this klal, but Revitza Lahanoah. So, if an animal has Hanoah, so why is it a Tolda of Regel, not of shame? I don't know if there's any nafkimino. I'm bothered by the Hezeka Motsui. I can't get past this. You think it's Pasha definition? I mean, the Hezeka Motsui is what the words exactly say. Hezeka Motsui means that literally it is an ongoing, constant kind of situation. Karen. When the shor is nogeach, when is the shor nogeach? When the shor gets angry, or when the shor gets excited, or when the shor somehow is, for whatever reason, is jarred from its norm. However, once the kaas passes, so the shor is not mazik. Hezek of shein also is nigram al yidei dachav shel ra'avon. Let's say the animal is hungry, or whatever, tayrus achila. That's not an ongoing thing. Regel is exactly something, that's what you were saying. Regel is ragil, or what they say in Hebrew, b'tocha shigra, something which is the norm, the That's what the Gemara says over there on the Ketzer HaRegel Moed, the beginning of the second parak. Look at the beginning of the second parak. The Lashon of the second parak also seems to in Yudzayin of an Aleph. Ketzer HaRegel Moedes, the Shaber Bederech Hilucha. Habayim Moedes L'Ala Kedarko L'Shaber. And that's what I think Rashi means on that Beis Mubeis. And I just end with Rashi on that Beis Mubeis. Look on that Beis Mubeis, the Rashi again. Where Rashi says, defines Regel. So Rashi says, pretty similar to what I just told you, the Aras Regel. So Rashi says here, Regel Hezeko Matsui. See the Lashon Rashi? Hezeko Matsui. The Kol Shoi Malechet. V'im Yesh Klum Tachas Ragleo Hidor Reset. And I would say that's the same with the Nachash. A Nachash that Noshech. So also, even though the Neshicha brings in Hana, but it's not that there's an unusual situation of Rav, hunger, or any kind of taiva. It's a Matzav Shigvati. It's the norm of a Nachash. So that's why the Rashba says over here, going back to the Rashba, that despite the Hana of the Neshicha, you can mechayve b'din regal because the Neshicha is Metsuya. So that's what I think is the Hezek or Motzi. That's basically what Dr. Mazenka is what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to find the other hochacha for this this idea. The last thing I was going to comment on is also found here. There's a Rashi, a famous Rashi. When Rashi said Dav Gimel Malal here, so Rashi writes on Kol Hezek Derech Hiluch. And I know many times I'm learning this Gemara in Baba Kama. Literally tens and tens of times because I just can't get it into my head. And I'm very medaic in every Lashon of Rashi and Tosfos. That's all I'm basically looking at once in a while, the Shita. So here Rashi says, Kol Hezek Derech Hiluch, Shlomo Kabon have been told the Regel, Dezek Omotsui, Vein Kabonos Olahazik. So here Rashi says, what is the Nezek of Regel? Lolo Kabono. What's the Chiddush of Rashi? Of course. Once the animal has Kabon Olahazik, then it's Keren. So what's Rashi telling you here? What's he saying here? Hezek Derech Hiluch, Shlomo Kabon have told the Regel, Hezek Omotsui, Vein Kabonos Olahazik. So maybe Rashi means that a regel is not keren. Or maybe Rashi wants to tell you what hezek or matzui means. So the reason why I say all this is because I don't know if this is fair now to draw an analogy to areas outside of Baba Kama. Let's say a person, what is called misasek. A person is walking on Shabbos in the street. You're going, holdech levitumo, on your merry way, very nicely, very innocently, and then suddenly you are dorech on a nemala, let's say, on an ant. That's not called chilul Shabbos. You're not considered to be even chilul Shabbos b'shege. You chayav b'kor mechatos. That's called misasik. Misasik is part of the korban. The Gemara says increases. I quoted the Gemara here, the last page, Daf Yutes. Asher chota prad misasik. There's a famous machlokes. Even Rabbi Soloveitchik cited this machlokes in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I know it's like from my youth. Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that. Is there a Maisaver Misasek, or is there not a Maisaver for Misasek? Rabbi held that it's considered to be a Maisaver. But I didn't do it Mirtsoni Hatov, or Mirtsoni Harai, I should say. So I'm part of the Karma Chatas. I didn't do it Mirtson, so there's no Karma. No, Chaim Riska was Cholek on the Rabbi Kivega. He held that in Misasek, Ein Po Shum Maisavichal. You didn't do anything. You literally, I guess the case they always give is the case of a person walks in the room and in his building turns on the light. And misasik. You don't know Shabbos, they don't know anything. You just stand, that's what you do all the time. You turn the light on, and therefore, this is what you do. So, therefore, that's not called a maise, but. I was involved in killing this ant on Shabbos. I stepped on the ant on Shabbos. However, I never did anything. I was totally, completely without any prescience, without any knowledge. The Meiler, Abchaim said, there's no. We're not talking about pure karban. We're talking about a hafka from any kind of achrayis. There's no achrayis whatsoever in that kind of situation. Okay, all this. He what? He fainted. Yeah, I heard that also from Rabbi Brandspiegel. What does that mean, Rabbi Yasker? What does that mean? Please tell me what the. No, it's not Rav Chaim at all. I heard that from Rabbi Brandspiegel also. I grew up with Rabbi Brandspiegel. I said I did a hesped for him. Okay, I realized it's a
sign. Is Kishvah, why don't they, I mean, just by the box, why did Kishvah say not Kishvah? Same in the machine. Why did they say Kishvah?
Yeah, because Matam Arabim pronounced. Okay, so they pronounced it with Kiskus Ha'olim, and here, Kiskus Ha'olim, by the Lulav. Kiskus, correct? Like couscous. Right, and with reference to Omar, Kishkush. Ma Hevdel. You're a man with Hebrew.
Old Moshe people talk about that.
What?
They don't apply different words if you pronounce it.
Modern Hebrew means a quarrel. Quarrel.
Yeah, it's used in terms of a quarrel. Yeah. The Hidkas case is used in modern Hebrew also.
Yeah. The Moshe people talk about it. I think it's not even a Jewish origin. I mentioned the Gemara Nevi'im about a scorpion on a frog that gets
yeah,
you know,
famous. Yeah.
So why'd you sting me? That's what scorpions do.
That's what we do.
That's Tamras. Like, I was reading, thinking like they have this goal they were going to take over army bases.